Emotive and friendly, hey there. So, we're diving into this idea of a crypto winter. That term always feels like a frosty reminder of market turbulence. But wait, is this really just another downturn, or is it something new?
Friendly but serious, great question. The difference here is the players involved. In the past, retail traders were the wild card. Their hype and panic drove the market. But now, it's the institutions stepping in, and their moves are rewriting the rules.
Emotive and friendly, oh, I see. So it's like the markets shifted from a party to a boardroom. That's wild. I mean, who knew big banks would start treating crypto like a gamble?
Friendly but serious, exactly. Think about it. Fidelity, BlackRock, even MicroStrategy, they used to tout Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation. Now they're pulling back. Why? Because when the economy gets shaky, rising rates, inflation, geopolitical chaos, institutions prioritize safety. Crypto's volatility just doesn't fit.
Emotive and friendly, so it's not just about the price drop, it's about trust. Like these big players are saying, we're not taking risks anymore. That's a big shift.
Friendly but serious, spot on. This isn't just a correction, it's a realignment. Bitcoin, once called digital gold, is now being seen as a speculative asset, like a stock or commodity, not a safe haven. That's a major rewrite of its story.
Emotive and friendly, that's a bittersweet twist. I guess Bitcoin's role is evolving, but does that mean it's losing its identity? Or is it just growing up?
Friendly but serious, exactly. It's a balancing act. The tech is still groundbreaking, but the market's perception is shifting. For Bitcoin to gain broader acceptance, it needs to prove it can handle volatility and fit into traditional risk frameworks.
Emotive and friendly, so what does this mean for the future? Is the recovery going to look different this time?
Friendly but serious, absolutely. Past recoveries were fueled by retail hope or regulatory clarity. This time, it might take institutional buy-ins, like ETFs, custody solutions, or clearer rules. The market needs to show it can weather storms without crashing.
Emotive and friendly, that's a lot to unpack. But I guess the real takeaway is that crypto's not just a flash in the pan anymore. It's becoming a serious player, even if it's still got a lot of growing pains.
Friendly but serious, precisely. The current winter isn't just about pain, it's a test. If crypto can adapt, it might not just survive but thrive. But for that to happen, the market needs to mature, and that starts with trust.
Emotive and friendly, yeah, it's a tough road, but the potential is there. I guess we're all just waiting to see if this frost turns into a thaw, and what kind of spring it brings.
Friendly but serious indeed. The challenge is adapting to this new era, where institutions, not just retail traders, shape the future. And for those of us watching, the key is staying curious, resilient, and ready for whatever comes next.